5. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Doug Dan here at the American Freedom Network. And Doug with us this morning is Mark Crutcher, and he's put together an amazing DVD, which I hope many of you will want to get. It's called MAFA. And what does the word mean? Well, it's all about black genocide in the United States. Now, I personally believe that there is a program for black genocide throughout the entire world, but this emphasizes what's going on here at home, and we should certainly be concerned about that. We should be concerned about all of it, because as you know, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. But those of you who listen regularly know we've been talking for a long time about the population control program here in the United States, and of course throughout the world. But this is about blacks and how blacks have been targeted. And this is not imaginary. It's very real. Mark, how did you happen to actually hit on this subject? And actually, you developed this with tremendous intensity. Your DVD is one of the most powerful DVDs I've ever seen as far as the emotion it generates from the people who watch it.
Well, we had long known that the motivation behind the legalization of abortion had nothing to do with women's rights or reproductive choice or freedom or privacy or any of those basically marketing tools that are used to justify it. The motivation behind the legalization of abortion was eugenics. And it's interesting that recently we had a Supreme Court justice who's arguably the most rabidly pro-abortion person that's ever been on the U.S. Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, come out and admit that. In a New York Times article, she said, quote, "Frankly, I had thought at the time Roe was decided there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of," unquote. And when you start studying the eugenics aspects of abortion, what you discover, obviously, is that in any eugenics environment like that, the number one target is always African Americans. And so we started looking at this from the standpoint of the history of the eugenics movement's relationship to African Americans, going back, literally, we went back to the days prior to the end of slavery. And what we uncovered, and I think what you are alluding to as far as the video itself, I think you'll see that we connect the dots from the time prior to the end of slavery right up to today, and show how this eugenics effort that started, again, before the end of slavery, continued up to the legalization of abortion. It was the motivation behind the legalization of abortion, and it continues from then to today.
I'm sure it does, and I think it's such an important subject because we have to get the American people to understand that there are powerful forces within the United States today want to exterminate as many blacks as they can. And they're using our own legal system to do it, and they're putting their abortion clinics primarily in black areas. And where are the black leaders? I mean, certainly you quote a few of black ministers who have the courage to speak out, but what about Jesse Jackson? And what about Al Sharpton? And what about Louis Farrakhan? Are they talking about this?
Well, unfortunately, what you find out is that what you were describing as black leaders are no different than white leaders. When push comes to shove, they'll do what it takes to advance their own personal agendas. And we have seen that time and time again, and we clearly see it in this in this particular deal. And you mentioned Jesse Jackson. We do an extensive amount of research on him and show some things in the DVD that point to the to his culpability in this situation. But back in the 1960s, Jesse Jackson was actually one of the first people in the United States to recognize what was going on with the sudden call for the legalization of abortion. And he was pointing out back in the 1960s and up until the mid-1970s that the call for legalization of abortion was being driven by the desire to wipe, to use abortion as a eugenics tool to wipe the black race off the face of the earth. And he was saying these things. He was, in an interview in Jet magazine, he clearly stated that abortion is genocide and that it's going to be used to wipe out the black race. And he was exactly right. And it's one of the most interesting things of this whole battle over abortion is that if you were to ask the American people who to give us a history of the pro-life movement, they would, most of them I think would tell you, and even people in the pro-life movement would tell you, that it started when abortion was legalized in 1973, and that most of the groups that fight abortion and started out fighting abortion were these primarily Catholic organizations, and it was religious-based organizations, when in the reality, the first pro-life groups in this country were organizations like the Black Panthers, the Nation of Islam, and other community-based African-American organizations who saw back in the 1960s exactly what was going on. But the problem that you had was this educational effort was primarily being led by people like Jesse Jackson, and he's the perfect example of this. Jesse Jackson was openly calling for a constitutional ban on abortion, saying that it was not only was it the murder of a child, but that it would be used for black genocide. But at the same time all this was going on, the abortion lobby in America, and the eugenics lobby, was taking control of the political process, not primarily in the Democratic Party, but at the upper ends of the Republican Party as well. And when Jesse Jackson decided he wanted to be president, by the time that time came along, this eugenics crowd was in complete control of the Democratic Party. And Jesse Jackson was faced with a dilemma, and that was that if I want to be president, and I need the money to run for president, and I need the political support to run for president, the only way I can do that is to reverse my course on this abortion issue. And literally, what you saw was a man who one week was saying, you know, this is black genocide, this is murder, we can't do this. He said in an article that we found, he said, you know, what happens to the conscience of a nation when it can, without any pangs of guilt, execute the unborn child in the womb? Where will we be 20 years from now if we do that? He's making those kind of statements, and he's calling abortion black genocide in Jet magazine. But then a few weeks later, once he decides he's running for president, he had completely changed and said that a woman's right to choose was now the most important civil rights issue of our time.
Sure. And Jesse Jackson, of course, has held that position ever since then. Total hypocrisy. Because the black leaders that are featured in the newspapers are not the people who are really concerned.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We'll be back in just a moment with Mark Butcher.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive
downtown
or spend all of your hard-earned money to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
You're on the jury. The defendant is a doctor accused of mercy killing. The judge's instruction: you must find the doctor guilty if you find he caused the patient's death. Do you? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
The judge tells the jury that it must obey the law. It does, but the jury is the law. In point of historical fact, the charging of the jury is nothing more than jury tampering by the state. The jury may decide the defendant's guilt by any standard, even that it dislikes the law. That's how the Founding Fathers wanted it. In the United States, the jury has the final word, and there's nothing the court can do.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest today, his name is Mark Crutcher. We're talking about his powerful DVD, MAFA. And what does MAFA mean?
Well, MAFA is the ancient Swahili word that refers to the time of enslavement of African people. And it basically, in the Swahili language, it means a time of terror or great disaster, or there's several analogies like that. But it's often been used, or it is most commonly used, in the same way that the word Holocaust is used to describe what happened with the Jewish people during World War II. Maafa is used to describe the time of African enslavement. And we took the word and added 21 to it, the 21 representing the 21st century, to make people understand that what happened when that created the Maafa originally, when the first slave was shackled to the bottom of stolen out of Africa and shackled to the bottom of a ship and brought here, the process that began with that began right then did not end when the slaves were set free. It simply changed forms and continues on into this day.
Well, who is funding this movement for genocide? Because it is a movement for genocide. It's a movement for...
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Who is funding this? Because somebody's got to be putting up the money for Planned Parenthood and the other pro-abortion groups that have put their abortion mills primarily in the black community.
Right. Well, what you have to understand is that this is not... in one of our experts that's in the DVD makes this point. This was not a conspiracy by the average, everyday, ordinary, working, white American against all black America. This was an effort by a very small cadre or cartel, whatever you want to call it, of ultra-wealthy white elitists. That's the way it began back in the mid-1800s, and that's the way it continues to this day. The people that still fund it, and we name a lot of them, and for example, the Rockefeller Foundation is one of the biggest ones that's been mobbed up in this eugenics thing since day one. It's this small group of ultra-wealthy white elitists who have always funded this and continue to today. And plus, the most aggravating thing about this is, for the African-American community, is that you're funding it. Right now, the number one eugenics organization in the world is Planned Parenthood. They have estimated over 80% of all their facilities are set up in or close to minority neighborhoods. We show in the DVD how this was something they talked about doing back in the 30s and 40s, and now they've done it. Planned Parenthood, which is the nation's number one profiteer of abortion, at the current time is receiving approximately $1 million, actually slightly over $1 million a day, 365 days a year, from the federal government. And that's just federal money only. That doesn't count the money they get from the states. But in federal dollars alone, they're receiving approximately $1 million a day. That's money that comes directly out of every American's paycheck. So in effect, the average African American that works hard for his money and supports his family, he has money taken out of his paycheck to give to the most profitable eugenics organization in the world, who is, and people need to understand something. The numbers here are staggering. For example, again, Planned Parenthood is the nation's number one profiteer of abortion. Right now, although African American women make up only 12% of the female population of America, they have 37% of the abortions. a black baby now in America today, according to the abortion industry's own figures, a black baby is approximately five times more likely to be murdered in the womb than is a white baby. Every 4 days, more African Americans die in abortion clinics than the Klan killed in 150 years. In less than a week, more African Americans are killed in American abortion clinics than died in the entire Vietnam War. So the numbers here are staggering, and every American that pays taxes is funding this thing. It is a national disgrace that this is going on. This is no different. I challenge anyone to show me the difference between funding Planned Parenthood and funding the Ku Klux Klan.
You know, or funding Auschwitz. Well, certainly, you know, the thrust is powerful because, of course, you have a number of black speakers, you have white speakers, but the facts speak for themselves. And, of course, this is not being brought out by the mass media, that this is specifically targeted blacks. But Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, actually admitted this sort of thing in her own writings, didn't she?
Oh, yes. They make no bones about what they were doing. I mean, and you mentioned the media. Let me just tell you a quick story here about something that happened several years ago that I find extremely enlightening. There was a man named Samuel Yett, a very accomplished individual. He had a master's degree from Indiana University. He was a former intelligence officer for the Air Force during the Korean War. He had all kinds of accolades. He was a professor of journalism at Howard University. The man was an extraordinarily accomplished person. He was also the first African-American hired by Newsweek magazine. And because of his talents and his abilities, he quickly rose to become the Washington bureau chief for Newsweek magazine. But right after that happened, right after he became the Washington bureau chief for Newsweek magazine, he had released a book that he had been writing called The Choice, in which he laid out basically what we've laid out here. He laid out that there were plans within the United States, within the United States government especially, to use abortion and birth control as instruments of black genocide. Immediately after his book, and I mean immediately within days, after his book was released to the public, he was fired by Newsweek magazine. And at his exit interview, he claims that he was told that his firing was at the direction of the White House, and that the White House told Newsweek magazine they needed to get Samuel Yett out of Washington. And he kind of faded into the background after that. Not only that, but his publisher, even though his book was selling well, was very profitable, and was being used as a textbook at over 100 universities in the United States, his publisher dropped him, and the book went off the market. Now, years later, Mr. Yett used his own money to republish the book, but it never got the notoriety that it did originally. And this was a classic example of how powerful this eugenics cartel in America is, that they would have the ability to go to a national magazine like this and say, we want this guy fired and we want him out of Washington, D.C. This is the power that these people have wielded over the years.
And
Mr. Yett's not the only one that this happened to, but it's an example of how this eugenics cartel, which has controlled both political parties, and I think we make that point pretty clear. We have a lot of documentation in the DVD and a lot of some video, actually, even of Nixon saying some things that are pretty outrageous. But other presidents have done this, and Democratic presidents and members of Congress have done the same thing. You have to understand that at the upper levels of these political parties, the difference between, we all like to think that there's this big difference between the Democrats and the Republicans on all these issues. There really isn't. At the very top level, the wealthy eugenics, the moneyed people that control both political parties, are basically cookie cutters of each other. They're not any different. And both of these groups, have been sold out to the eugenics movement for decades. And that's what people like Samuel Yett became the target of, because he had the guts to stand up to them and start publishing a book that exposed exactly what they were doing. He got fired. The good news is I can't get fired, so we're not worried about what we've exposed here.
Well, I'm glad you put the DVD out, because as I watched it, I felt you were a kindred heart. I do what I do. We buy our time on most radio stations, although not on this one, because the owners are dedicated to getting out the truth as well. But on most stations across the country, where we have to purchase our radio time, but that way nobody can fire me.
Right.
If we lose one station, we can always purchase another one so that we can get the truth out, and that's what it's really all about. We've got to sound the alarm, and of course, your DVD is an amazing tool. And you're absolutely right. There is a financial elite that controls both political parties and makes great issue. You know, the Republicans are going to take the money away from the international organizations that are funding abortion, and they take it away from one organization, and then they surreptitiously give it to another. But none of the religious leaders tell the American people the Republicans are financing abortion, and they could have done away with it if they wanted to when they held power in both political parties and the White House, and they absolutely refused. It is being used in large part to kill off the black population. And I love those quotations from Richard Nixon. Fortunately, those tapes were available, and you can actually, if you get the DVD, you'll actually hear Richard Nixon and what he really thinks of the black population. Well, certainly, what sort of response have you got from this DVD as you put it out? How long has it been out? I probably got one of the first copies of it.
Yes, you did. It's been out about 2 months, and the response that we've had so far, Stan, has been unbelievable. What we're seeing is, especially in the African American community, I think the number one thing that we're getting is people telling me they're just stunned. They didn't know all this was going on right in front of their eyes. It was going on. They didn't know it. I think the most response that we've gotten, the most common response we've gotten, is African American people telling us that they were always suspicious of some of these things, that they knew some of these things that we put in the DVD. Some of them they didn't know, they'd never heard before, and we did uncover some stuff that I think no one else has ever uncovered. But most of this stuff, I think most African Americans were at least suspicious of, if they didn't know it. But they had never connected the dots. They didn't see how one thing related to the other. And what we did is, when we first started this, and it took us 3 years to put all this together, because it's in a very, very complex situation. But we started a timeline and just started putting related things on this timeline and see what lines up. In other words, what things happened at the same time. Because unless you just believe in just gigantic coincidences, when you see three or four related things happen all at the same time, you have to be suspicious that they're somehow related. And what we found out was that, generally speaking, they were related. A good example of this would be the issue of sterilization versus abortion. In the early part of the 20th century, the eugenics movement came to believe that their salvation was going to be in sterilization. And sterilization of what they called dysgenic groups, and I think you can all figure out who that might be. And most people nowadays don't realize how big this issue of government sterilization of Americans was. There were they started out with sterilization boards. The first one was Indiana in 1907, created what was called a eugenics board or a sterilization board. Different states called them different things. But their job was to sterilize these dysgenic populations. Indiana, became the first one in 1907 to actually have an official state eugenics board funded by the Indiana government. Before it was over, 31 states had eugenics boards. The last one was not disbanded until 1984, so they were still in existence in Oregon in as late as 1984. The figures now show that, although the figures are sketchy because most of these organizations either didn't keep stats or they destroyed the stats or they've never made them public, but of the figures that we do have, we know that these state eugenics boards sterilized in excess of 60,000 American women, the overwhelming majority of which were black. Through federal programs, a federal lawsuit discovered a few years back that as many as 150,000 additional women, most black, were sterilized under federal programs. So we know at least 200,000, bare minimum, American females were sterilized. Some of the records show that some of these people sterilized were as young as 12, because one of the things that they did was they would tell these families, if you're on welfare, if you don't bring your children in for sterilization, you lose your welfare benefit, which was a lie.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Mark Crutcher. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a devastating, devastating story.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Wild Bird Center in Denver asked, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mark Crutcher. And Mark, before we go on, I want you to get your website out and tell people how they can get a copy of your DVD.
Sure, thank you. We have a website, maafa21.com, maafa21.com. But you can also go to blackgenocide.com, and that's easier for people to spell sometimes. It's just blackgenocide.com. And they can order, it goes to the same MyAlpha 21 website, and they can order the DVD. It's $20, including the shipping. And again, they can order it at MyAlpha21.com, BlackGenocide.com, or we also have an 800 number that they can call. That's 1-800-800-5433. That's 1-800-800-5433.
Well, there's one interview with a woman who was sterilized when she was very young, supposedly because she was mentally defective. And she's obviously a brilliant woman, went to college. Her son has his own software company. I thought that was a powerful, powerful interview. It destroyed her life because she was black.
Yeah, she was raped at the age of 13, and the state of North Carolina, without her knowledge, which was very common, sterilized her when she was giving birth. And she didn't learn about it until many years later when she tried to get pregnant again after she'd gotten married. And it resulted in a lawsuit, which the courts finally threw out because they said that the eugenics boards were legal, and so they weren't doing anything illegal. And her situation was very typical, and we had her interviewed in the piece. And the important thing about this, and I was mentioning earlier that when you see things happen at the same time, they're not coincidence. The interesting thing is, and we go into all the details about how it occurred in the DVD, by the 1960s, when the eugenics boards were starting to be ruled unconstitutional and it looked like they were going to lose these eugenics boards, which they eventually did, it was only then, for the first time in American history, that these eugenics organizations, who had always said they were opposed to the legalization of abortion, it was not until the sterilization board started being shut down that Planned Parenthood and these other members of the American eugenics organizations started calling for the legalization of abortion. And this is one of the first things that Jesse Jackson and the Black Panthers and Nation of Islam and other community-based African-American organizations, this is what they first picked up on. They noticed that all these people who had always said they were opposed to abortion and that abortion was murder and it couldn't be allowed and it certainly shouldn't be legal, they saw that the minute they started losing the sterilization effort, they started changing their mind on abortion. And Jesse Jackson even made a point one time. He said it was interesting that at the very moment in world history when blacks were starting to say, we're going to get our share of the economic wealth of the world, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all these groups that had always opposed abortion suddenly started calling for it to be legal and paid for by the federal taxpayer. And that's one of those areas where I was talking about a moment ago. You have to either believe that this is all just some sort of gigantic cosmic coincidence, or you have to see that those two issues were related to each other. And I think we make a very good case in the DVD that you'd have to be a complete idiot not to see that these things were related to each other.
Well, you make a very good case also. The DVD is powerful. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience and would like to call in, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And this is certainly a DVD you will never forget. And I hope it's yours. You're very hard. Anyway, Mark, certainly the response, you know, hopefully from the black community, but what about from the white community? What about the pro-life movement? Are they certainly embracing your DVD?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a very interesting dynamic to watch the reaction to this DVD because we're getting some different things than we thought. Than we would get from both the black community and the white community. I had originally thought that this would be a DVD that, although the pro-life movement would embrace it because it makes a point that we've been making for 30 years, and that is that the goal behind legalization of abortion was eugenics. It had nothing to do with women's rights or freedom or choice or any of that nonsense. So I knew that the pro-life community would embrace it, but I wasn't sure how the white community that not necessarily part of the pro-life effort would. And we've been surprised at how many people have expressed anger, white people that have expressed anger that this was being done. It's interesting, I've seen more actual anger from whites than I have from blacks. From blacks, I've seen more a sense of resignation and this attitude of, oh yeah, we knew this. I told you this was going on. We hadn't connected all the dots and we hadn't put it all together, but we knew this was going on. So, but it has come as a real shock to a lot of white people that this has been going on for all this time and no one knew it. And it reinforces what I was saying earlier that this was not an issue of the average black guy versus the average white guy. This was an issue of these, this small group of ultra-wealthy white elitists who believe that they're not only intellectually superior to us, I mean financially superior, but they're intellectually superior to everyone else. And you see that continuing to this day with people like Bill and Melinda Gates, who give literally billions of dollars every year to the eugenics movement. Warren Buffett gives billions to the eugenics movement. Ted Turner, George Soros, you just go on down the line. These are the same, they are the modern day version of the people who started this nonsense back in the 1860s.
And, you know, the one of the hardest things I know for myself, because I came into this awareness of this through the AIDS epidemic, and as a physician, I was fighting to try to get, proper public health measures used to stop the spread of AIDS. And, of course, doctors know what needs to be done. The doctors embrace the policies, but it didn't matter what the doctors felt. The people who were running organized medicine were going to block any effort to stop the spread of AIDS. And, of course, AIDS is predominantly a black disease. Almost half the people who have AIDS in America are black. And so they were just going to let them die, and they still have this policy. But it took me several years, before I had a friend of mine who kept telling me, don't you know this is population control and eugenics? And I didn't want to believe it. I just didn't want to believe it. And what a horrible thing it was when I finally had to accept the reality of the truth. And I think that there are a lot of white people out there, and perhaps a few blacks, but I suspect more whites, that just don't want to believe this is true. Have you run into that?
Well, yeah, I have. And in the DVD, we talk about the American influence of spreading abortion and birth control, our version of abortion and birth control, into black countries.
Hold that thought, Mark. We'll be back in just a minute with Mark Crutcher, Mafa 21. This is a very, very important DVD. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpentry, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You may not be the biggest farmer or rancher in the country, but that doesn't mean you have to skimp on equipment. For more than 60 years, Tarter Farm and Ranch Equipment's been used, trusted, and built by pros. From gates, panels, and stock tanks to three-point equipment and feeders, Tarter works as hard as you do. Which is just one of the reasons we are the official provider of equine and livestock management equipment for the World Equestrian Games. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit TarterGates.com. Tarter, working harder since 1945.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dan, back here, our guest is Mark Butcher. His DVD, Moffat 21. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question, a comment on what we've been talking about this morning, but it's something we don't like to think about. Oh, this might be something that would happen in China, you know, the terrible Chinese. They've got a policy, a one-child policy, and they force their people, but here they do it pretty much more effectively with propaganda and specifically targeting the blacks. And this is something that's been done. These people of great wealth, Rockefellers, Sidney's, George Soros, Ted Turner, people of this ilk, Bill and Melinda Gates, who spend, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars every year on vaccination programs for those little black children in Africa, because we want to save their lives, or do we really want to save their lives? Maybe we have another agenda. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. My name is Wynn out in Colorado.
Right. Have you called us? Have you called us before?
No, this is my first time calling, sir. I'm glad to be on your program today.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us. I didn't recognize your voice. Go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, actually, no, I do. I have a comment and a question. And let me say, I love your program, Dr. Stan. I listen to you every day. And I'm one of the people who enjoys your program along with Alex Jones, and I want to thank you for exposing the agenda of the Global Elite Brotherhood, the New World Order as they're more commonly known, particularly with respect to this issue that you're talking about this morning. Dr. Stan, and this is also for your guest as well, my studies have indicated a great deal of animosity and resentment and hatred towards, of course, all people on the face of the earth by the New World Order clique of criminals, but particularly against the black peoples of the world. And so, I want to thank you for exposing this issue. But my fundamental question has been, in all of my studies, I've never found a particular reason why this is. And I wanted to see if your studies and your insights, Dr. Stan, and this is for your guest as well, have given a fundamental reason for this particular state of mind.
All right, I think that's a very important question. Mark, how would you approach that?
Well, several things. First off, again, if you have to go back to the origin of this, if you go back to the days prior to the end of slavery, most civilized countries in the world had already given up the practice of slavery by the mid-1800s. And the eugenics, the elitist in America that had built the richest and most powerful nation on the earth on the backs of these African people, they began to see that the days of slavery in America were numbered. They didn't know how it was going to end, but they could see that, Mexico had outlawed it, Canada had outlawed it on both sides, and England had outlawed it across the ocean. They saw the handwriting on the wall, and the initial problem that they had was that they were concerned about what was going to happen if you turn 4 million slaves loose in this economy. When you study these things, it almost always comes back to money. All these social issues that plague our country today, abortion and euthanasia and all these other issues, almost always come back to money, and this one certainly did. This small group of wealthy white elitists were afraid that releasing these 4 million people into the American economy, who they had kept artificially unemployable, basically anywhere but the cotton field, it was going to cause the American economy to be bankrupted. It was going to collapse the American economy. And their first response to that was what was called colonization. They sought this effort to send all the blacks back to Africa. They had several problems with that, and it was overwhelmingly unsuccessful, but it was widely embraced. Matter of fact, the American Colonization Society was actually funded by the U.S. Congress.
That was Liberia, wasn't it?
Liberia. That's how Liberia came to be.
Sure.
But it was a colossal failure. And when they figured out, when these white elitists, this cabal of white elitists figured out that they could not send these people back to Africa, and most of whom had never been to Africa to begin with, because by this time most of them had been born in the United States, they begin to cast around for, okay, what's our next alternative plan? What's plan B if we can't send them back to Africa? The interesting thing is that it's, and again, this is another one of these things that you have to believe in an enormous coincidence to buy into, but, and I don't believe in the coincidence, but the interesting thing is about the same time that colonization was failing, you had a guy named Francis Galton, who is today called the father of the eugenics movement, came up with this idea for eugenics at the same time that colonization was failing. And his idea was that he was an evolutionist. And by that, it brings up an interesting thing. When you look at Francis Galton, who was the father of the eugenics movement, his first cousin was Charles Darwin. And they worked extensively together. And if you look at Darwin and Galton's early writings, what they were saying was that on the continuum of life, if you go from one end of the spectrum to the other, one end being the lowest form of primate, the other in their mind, not in mine, but in theirs, the primate, the lowest form of primate being the lowest form of basically human life on Earth, and then the other end would be the white Aryan, what we might call an Aryan, a Mediterranean, or anyway, a blonde-haired, white, blue-eyed person. If you looked in the middle of that continuum, you had at some point you had the highest form of primate, which Darwin and Galton said was the gorilla, and the lowest form of human right next to him, which was what they said was the African and the Aborigine from Australia. And there, if you read Darwin's early writings, the way that the human race was going to better itself was by eliminating those people that were closest to the primate. So by eliminating the African and the Aborigine off the face of the earth, the human race would become better.
We're just about out of time. Our guest has been Mark Crutcher.
I'm sorry.
And I'm going to have to interrupt here. But anyway, I want to thank you so very much for being with us, Mark. It is such an important subject, and Mark's going to be our guest on our 4 o'clock program this afternoon, and we'll continue going into the background of this. But thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us a couple of times today. One more time, get your telephone number out.
Yeah, the phone number to order the DVD is 1-800-800-5433. That's 1-800-800-5433.
Thanks so very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breathe through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I If I could just comment on why we had a caller who asked why do they target the black? And, of course, Mark touched on this, talking a little bit about the this idea of the superiority of the white race. This really goes back to the writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and the others who, within this occult movement, which is the dominant force in the world today, and you read about them, they believed, of course, in the superiority of the Aryan race. That was picked up by Adolf Hitler. But, of course, it's also embraced by the people of great wealth today because they are all, in one way or another, tied into this world occult movement. They've given themselves to the dark side. They prospered greatly, but, of course, you know where they're going to spend eternity as well as I do. And you can actually tap into this supernatural force, but you do so at the danger to your eternal soul. This is not imaginary. It's real. We're involved in the spiritual battle. There are people who, of course, who access the power from the other dimension. So this is really what energizes this whole thing, this intense hatred of the blacks, this effort to destroy them. And, of course, we can't let that happen. So we are involved in the spiritual battle. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me recommend it as a primer, just as a beginning and introduction to this whole incredible story. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, my talks on planned population reduction, Nandare, call it genocide, population control, and, of course, my pamphlet, the population control agenda. It's certainly one of the best things that's out there. Getting into the background understanding, you can read it on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or if you get any of our other items and ask for a copy of the pamphlet, why, we'll be glad to send it to you. We encourage you to copy it and get it out as far and wide as you can. I mean, that's one reason for the vaccination program. Believe me, I think we mentioned yesterday that the H1 epidemic will be over by mid-October, the end of October, when the H1N1 vaccination program gets underway. The epidemic will be over, but they're going to go ahead with it anyway. They want two shots for every child, two HIV N1 shots and two vaccination shots to give them the maximum amount of mercury, because, of course, it'll destroy their fertility and their minds. They know what they're doing. They're organized evil. They're working in our government. You are under attack today. And what are you going to do? Well, you need to help us get the information out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Sydney, I hope many of you will want to come to our all-day conference on the 25th of October. We're getting a great response. We've never had a response like this before, and I was worried because of the financial downturn, but at least some of our supporters still have their jobs and are able to come. So if you can come, you'll need a reservation, of course, and actually, of course, you won't be able to get your special rate on your rooms. They shut off actually, tomorrow is the last day you can get your special rate on a room at the Seacliff Inn, which is very close to the Seascape Golf Course, because we're right here on the sea, but the Seascape Golf Course, where we're going to hold our meeting and serve lunch. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, get your reservations in, and then we ask you to pray for America, pray for revival. How do you think God feels about the organized effort? Kill the black America and this balance for the white. Till tomorrow, and the Lord be with you.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly. So parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and